Picture the morning of January 11th, 2023. It's dark on the East Coast. The first bank of departures is loading at the big hubs, pilots are pulling up their briefings, and then, all at once, the picture goes dark. Not the weather, not the radar. A single database. And for the first time since the 11th of September 2001, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, orders a ground stop across the entire United States. Every airplane, every airline held on the ground. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS. Today we're doing a deep dive on the system that did that. Not a hijacking, not a hurricane. A file. A notice system most of us skim past on the way to the good part of the briefing. It's called the NOTAM system. And here's what you need to know about the thing that can stop the whole country. And why it matters to you even when you're just flying out to breakfast on a Saturday. Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's start with the word itself, because the word changed. For decades, NOTAM stood for Notice to Airmen. In late 2021, the FAA and the international community formally shifted the meaning to Notice to Air Missions. Same acronym, same four letters on your briefing. The intent was a more inclusive term that also covered drones and space operations, everything moving through the airspace, not just people in cockpits. You'll still hear old hands say notice to airmen. Officially, it's air missions now. Either way, it's the same document, and the document is this. A notice that tells you about anything in the aviation system that isn't already printed on the chart, and that you need to know before you go. Here's what that actually covers. A runway closed for construction. A taxiway shortened, an instrument approach out of service, a navigation aid off the air, an obstruction that went up near the departure end, a change to airport lighting, bird activity, and yes, temporary flight restrictions, TFRs, live inside the NOTAM system too. When the president travels when there's a wildfire, when there's a stadium full of people on a Sunday afternoon, that restriction reaches you as a NOTAM. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, and here's where it gets real for the person listening. Under the regulations, before every flight, you are required to become familiar with all available information concerning that flight. That's Federal Aviation Regulation 91.103. NOTAMs are named right there. So when I say you can't legally skip them, I mean that literally. If you launch and the runway you were counting on was closed by a NOTAM you didn't read, that's not bad luck. In the eyes of the FAA, that's on you. Now, why did a routine notice system bring down the whole country in 2023? The answer is uncomfortable, and it's the part of this story every pilot should sit with. The core NOTAM computer was old. We're talking about architecture that traced back roughly 30 years to the early 1990s. The FAA later reported that a contractor, during routine maintenance, deleted or damaged files in the system. There was a backup, but the backup got corrupted too. And when the primary system tried to come back and synchronize, it couldn't. There was no clean copy to fall back on. Think about that for a second. A single database, decades old, with a backup that failed at the exact moment it was needed. That is the definition of a system with no margin. And the FAA, to its credit, said as much. Preliminary findings pointed to no evidence of a cyber attack. It was a maintenance error meeting an aging architecture. The result was more than 11,000 delayed flights and something like 1,300 cancellations in a single day. This affects you if you think NOTAMs are just an airline problem. They are not. That same database feeds your pre-flight briefing, whether you get it from flight service, from an approved app, or from the official FAA NOTAM search. When the pipe clogs, it clogs for everybody. The Cessna and the 737 drink from the same well. Let me connect this to something you've felt in the cockpit, because I know a lot of you have. The NOTAM system has a second problem, and it's arguably worse than the outage. It's the flood. If you've ever pulled a full briefing for a cross-country and gotten back 40 pages of NOTAMs, most of them encrypted contractions, most of them irrelevant, buried in there a single line that actually mattered, you already understand the criticism. There's a famous accident report, the Air Canada near disaster at San Francisco in 2017, where a crew lined up on a taxiway full of airplanes instead of the runway. A NOTAM had told them one of the parallel runways was closed. That NOTAM was on page 8 of a briefing that ran something like 27 pages. The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, pointed directly at how NOTAMs are presented. The information was there. It was technically available. It was also functionally invisible. That's the paradox of this system. It can bury the one thing you needed under 100 things you didn't. Congress noticed. There's been a formal push, including legislation named for improving NOTAM presentation, to force the FAA to modernize the format and make the critical items readable by human beings under pressure. And the agency has been working to retire that old core system and move to a more modern, resilient platform. So what do you do about it? Because that's the part that matters when you shut off the radio. First read them, but read them smart. When you pull a briefing, the highest value NOTAMs are the ones about your specific runways, your specific approaches, and the airspace along your route. Runway closed. Approach out of service, TFR on your line of flight, those are the ones that ruin a day. Train your eye to hunt for those first, and don't let the 40 pages of lighting out of service on a taxiway you'll never touch numb you into skimming past the one that bites. Second, understand the categories because they're organized, even when it doesn't feel like it. There are NOTAMs tied to a specific airport. There are ones about navigation aids and en route facilities. There are flight data center NOTAMs, the FDC NOTAMs, which carry regulatory items, amended instrument approach procedures, and the TFRs. And there are the big picture ones. Learn which bucket holds what, and the wall of text starts to organize itself. Third, and this is the habit that separates the pros, check them twice. Check them when you plan, and check them again right before you launch, because NOTAMs are living things. A runway can close an hour before you taxi. A TFR can pop up for a wildfire that wasn't burning when you went to bed. The word temporary is right there in temporary flight restriction. The system is only as good as your last look at it. And here's the honest part. The part I'll flag is my own read on it rather than gospel. The 2023 outage was a warning shot. It exposed how much of our national airspace rides on infrastructure older than a lot of the pilots flying today. The good news is that it forced the conversation into the open. Money and attention are flowing toward modernization now in a way they weren't before that dark January morning. The system that failed is on its way out. But until the new one is fully in place and proven, the responsibility doesn't move. It stays in the left seat. It stays with you reading the notice, finding the line that matters. The whole country got a reminder that day that the humble NOTAM, the thing we all skim, sits at the center of the machine. When it's healthy, you never think about it. When it fails, nothing moves. My thanks to the FAA for its public findings on the outage and to the reporting from AveWeb and AOPA. That's tracked the modernization fight since. You can find more of what we cover at RadioHangar.com. Next time that briefing runs long and your eyes start to glaze, remember January 11th. Somewhere on that page is the line that keeps you out of the report. Find it. This is Tower. Wheels up.